fans, the champion of the world!
Alan nerds out.
You're after right, I'm nerding out, and today I'm nerding out about this particular band. Australia's very own, The Butterfly Effect, and joining me now, the lead singer, Clint Bowes. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Just hearing those songs together, oh, God, I love you guys. I'm so glad I get to chat with you and just nerd out and talk all things about definitely one of my favorite bands. I was going to say Australian bands, just favorite all-round bands.
Great, mate. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And you know what? There's nothing I love more than talking about the band.
Well, yeah, I mean, it must be good for you. Obviously, you're back in the band. There was a little bit where you're away from them at one point, and now you've come back. You're releasing new music. We've got a new album coming out. You just said to me before we even started the chat, the new single you're releasing soon. Talk me through that.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it's been a crazy rollercoaster ride since 2000 when I joined. We've had the ups and downs. We've toured all around the world. And look, you know, I took a little holiday. We call it the blip. where I left to get my head back together after like relentless touring everywhere for years and years and years. So, yeah, it was good to come back. We did that Reformation tour in 2018. Mm-hmm. We released the first song, Unbroken, in 2019, which was amazing. And I never thought we'd be back in the studio. But now we've got a new album. We've got two singles under our belt. The next one comes out next month in July, mid-July. And then the album will drop shortly after that, probably August, end of August, I would think. And then the big national tour with Caligula's Horse and Thornhill to close out the year in September, October.
Yeah, and looking forward to it. Frio is including the date here in WA that I can't wait to see. That is Sunday, the 16th of October. Sunday night gig, a little bit cruel for WA if we're going to go too hard, or maybe we just take the Monday off, I guess.
Look, I talked to Mr. McGowan and he said everyone gets a pass for Monday. You don't have to rock up to work. I'll have to get that officially in writing. I'll have my people talk to his people. I'm sure we can work something out.
I'm absolutely certain we can. Just touching on that moment when you were, you were out of the band, essentially. There was another one brought in. How did that feel from the outside? That must have felt like someone else was with your girl or something.
Man, you know what? Paul's a good friend of mine, so yeah. it was a good fit, you know what I mean? And it was just very different, you know, for the band. It felt kind of good, man, because I was doing my thing. I was glad that they kept going and they were doing, you know, new music and still touring. I think everyone needed a break after we finished the touring cycle of Final Conversation of Kings. Mm-hmm. I don't think we were mature enough or realized the fact that sometimes for mental health reasons, you need to take a break.
Yeah.
Just to rest, to get away from each other. But yeah, that didn't happen. And things got really toxic. So I needed to take some time off. And I think, Paul did a great job by jumping in and taking over for that little while.
Yeah. Is it good that you could put your hand up and acknowledge that? Because normally what happens is we see the huge rift when you guys never talk to each other again. And there's this huge feud forever.
Yeah, man. Well, look, yeah, there was a lot of differences. There was a lot of an undercurrent of bubbling that had been sort of, you know, festering for a long time. And it just came to a head. I think we'd all just got really tired of each other. But now this is amazing. It's so fresh, so new. Everyone's getting on better than ever. And I think the music is really showing that. And look, man, I'm excited and stoked to be back and to keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I could hear that. I saw you when you came to Perth doing your solo thing. It was amazing. And I could hear, I guess I could just kind of see the truth behind the smile, which was even a bigger smile, that you were happy to be back doing The Butterfly Effect again.
Absolutely. I love playing the songs again. I think when I left the band, I sort of did a few, I actually went back to covers, but I'd throw a few Butters songs in there. And it just really kept me in touch with the music. And I've never stopped listening to the albums. I'm not like one of those musos that never listens to their album ever again. I still love the music. And to me, even if I wasn't a part of the band, I would still love listening to that style of music because I think it is very good. And I've always said, you know, some bands are like, you know, the tip of a sword. They're very accurate. They're very tech. Butters have always, to me, been more like a sledgehammer to the face. you know, we're not the most technically proficient band in the world, but we've got a lot of heart. And I think that translates to the fans and the people listening.
Yeah. And I'll say also, obviously, because of yourself, a lot of range. Some of those notes you hit, like, I've never seen you not hit one of those notes, but surely there's been a time when you've tried to hit one really, really hard that your voice has just gone, ah, maybe not tonight. Surely.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it happens all the time. I'm just really good at faking it and making it look like I'm belting it out there. No, it's happened a few times, actually. And it's kind of like, you know, I guess the analogy is sports. And athlete, you know, stars that we've watched, you know, you don't know the feeling until the thing that you've relied on that's worked every single time, 10 out of 10 times through your career, just doesn't work one time. You know, it'd be like a footballer running out there and going to take a mark or something like that and jumping and, you know, suddenly their hamstring goes. It's really scary because in that moment you start going, holy crap, what do I do? So, yeah, man, you learn to work with it, though, and you certainly learn to get around it.
So then you've got all these dates coming up. September it kicks off and then wraps up mid-October. Do you still have the rock star life? You're like having a herbal tea every night. What's the plan for tour life?
Oh, man, that's an excellent question. So every year I do Dry July just because, you know. But yeah, it's changed, man. No more rock star lifestyle. I did the first tour came back in 2018. I did 3 months dry and trained every day. I was in the pool. I was running, you know, I was doing hill sprints. I was in the gym just to get myself back to like, you know, sort of that touring stamina, I guess you'd say. We were in the practice room a couple of times a week, belting it out just so we would be right. And I'm going to be doing that again. So, that the lifestyle of partying and staying up late and excess is well and truly over. And you're right, herbal tea is on the menu. There is a great range of teas. You can come and hang out with me and we'll have a tea.
That does sound absolutely wonderful. So when you're creating this new album and all the new music, you guys have matured so much. I loved So Tired. There's that particular bit that I played just before in the intro where you just hear like your sound come through it, just that the big fat bass as well that we love from the Butterfly Effect. Yeah, you're kind of maturing, but I still hear the rock starness of Butterfly Effect.
Yeah, man. Look, I think with those new songs, when we did So Tired and Nil By Mouth, we really wanted to go full circle and back to like what we were doing with the EP and Begins Here. And for us, when we play live, we like it to be exciting and dynamic. And so we just really wanted to create a couple of songs that were, you know, straight out of the box, just four to the floor bangers for us. Because, I don't know, sometimes we get a little bored out there.
Yeah, sure.
And especially the fact that, you know, new music, we haven't really done anything for so long. And we just wanted to come back with a bang. And the rest of the album is probably more traditional or classic Butterfly Effect, if you like, with the twisty turny, you know, the soundscapey theatrical sounds, which is great. And they're going to be fantastic to play live. But yeah, with those first two songs, man, that big bottom end, we wanted it to rumble, you know, and I think we did it all right.
So the new single coming out, is that more classic style Butterfly Effect? Are we getting a little more experimental again?
No, I think it's classic. It's pretty much right back to, you know, sitting in between. It could have been on, well, I guess it could have been on the end of like maybe Imago or the you know, the front end of Final Conversation. It's definitely in that ballpark, which is great. Because I think like that, you know, that familiarity really resonates with the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys when you do get over here. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Before I let you go, I'd love to hear music recommendations from obviously a lead singer of a band that I adore. I'd love to hear what you're listening to, besides yourself that we did touch on earlier.
Oh, man. Yeah. No. Look, I've been listening to heaps of stuff. And so Sleep Token, who are out here touring at the moment with North Lane, if you can get a hold of a ticket, go and see them because they're amazing. Spirit Box. North Lane, been listening to their new stuff. A band called Bad Omens from America. They're amazing. If you get a chance to listen to a song called Grey, listen to that. And man, they're amazing. Give them a chance. They're incredible. And also Loathe, who are coming out, and they should be in the country very soon. They're very much like Deftones. So I've been listening to those four or five bands pretty much nonstop, to be honest.
Amazing. My favorite part about it is I started writing them down. I'm like, Alan, you can listen back to the audio of this chat later. Why are you writing these down? Clint, an absolute pleasure. I can't wait to see the Butterfly Effect back in WA. People want to get themselves some tickets, and of course you do. You can get them at OzTix. Thanks so much for the chat today, and looking forward to the new single, the new album, and seeing you guys live.
Thanks, Al. You're the man.